USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Protesters have been in the streets of Minneapolis, Minnesota after a black man died while being taken into custody by white police officers. Some protesters clashing with cops at times last night. Video of them arresting George Floyd on Monday show one of the officers pinning him down with his knee on his neck for several minutes as Floyd could be heard saying that he couldn't breathe.
Mayor Jacob Fry.
This officer failed in the most basic human sense.
The death of George Floyd is being investigated at the state and federal levels.
That's correspondent Wendy King. The four cops have been fired and could face criminal charges. The feds are dropping three insider trading investigations into U.S. senators who sold off stock after early coronavirus briefings, but a fourth investigation against Republican Richard Burr will continue. This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy forms and availability vary by state.
The NHL now planning to resume its season, but will decide when games begin depending on coronavirus conditions, according to Commissioner Gary Bettman, who said the season will resume with an expanded 24-team tournament to decide the winner of the Stanley Cup. The games would take place in two hub cities, and fans would not be allowed to attend. Actor Richard Hurd has died. The veteran character actor, whose name may not be as recognizable as his face was, is widely remembered for the 11 Seinfeld episodes he appeared in as George Costanza's boss when George worked for the Yankees.
I wanted to get fired. George, you are looking at the new head scout of the New York Mets. Meet the Mets. Meet the Mets. Come right out and meet the Mets.
Hurd, who appeared in several Star Trek TV series and dozens of other shows, was 87. And this is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
President Trump is reportedly going to get some ideas for withdrawing troops from Afghanistan. The New York Times says military officials will be giving the commander-in-chief some options this week, and one of the plans reportedly includes having all service members out of that country by November's general election. But the Times also writes that defense leaders will push for a slower process so as to avoid issues with February's peace deal between the U.S. and the Taliban. Part of the deal has the number of troops there dropping from about 12,000 to 8,600 by mid-July. We're dealing with COVID, then came word of so-called murder hornets arriving in the United States, and now cicadas? Well, experts say don't worry, even though as many as 1.5 million per acre could emerge in parts of the United States this year. After 17 years, cicadas are harmless to humans. Now, the noise they make can become quite a nuisance, especially in the hot spots, which this year are expected to be parts of Virginia, West Virginia, and North Carolina. Those bugs do pose a threat to orchids, vines, and trees, where female cicadas lay their eggs. And on Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average just missing the 25,000 mark at yesterday's close after another big day on the street. The index soared on news of economies reopening and positive reports of a possible COVID-19 vaccine soon. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.